fire on the earth. Our Holy Father has said the church is missionary by her very nature. The church exists to evangelize. He's called for a new springtime of evangelization. To help us obtain the tools each of us needs to answer the church's call, this is Fire on the Earth. Here is our host, Peter Herbeck.
Good morning, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, and continuing today to work through St. Paul's letter, chapter 8, his letter to the Romans, an amazing, beautiful, life-changing, renewing chapter. The word of God here is so clear, and the action of God for my salvation, your salvation, is so beautifully revealed here. We see the depth of the work of Christ and what it means, the dignifying grace of what it means to be a Christian. I think a lot of people who've been baptized live with daily with an identity crisis. Doesn't surprise me because we're living in a fallen world that every day is selling to each and every one of us new identities. The market, the consumer world we live in is constantly telling us, training us to feel discontent with who we are and where we are. And at the same time, they want to offer us the promise of a secure identity, either by ultimately what we're going to buy from them, right? We live in the right house. We live in the right neighborhood. We got the right car. We have the right clothes. We have the right job. We have the right friends, all that sort of thing. And it's easy if we're not fighting every day, if we're not taking up the word of God and cleansing our mind and fortifying ourselves with the truth that's in Christ, the truth that's in his word. We're not freeing our mind. We're not focusing our mind on the things that really help us understand and to walk in our identity as sons and daughters of God, and to be moving toward our destiny with confidence and security as sons and daughters of God. Instead, so many are trapped, and you can see almost any study that or poll that's put out these days, and it's been this way now for decades, but it is getting worse, I think, that's put out that talks about what Catholics, baptized Catholics, believe, the vast majority of Catholics, on many of the fundamental crucial moral issues of our time, think no differently about them than the people who don't even know God or believe in God or those who've rejected God. Their minds are not conformed to Christ. And what's happening is that this reality that Paul's been talking about in this letter, this battle between the flesh and the spirit, the exhortation Paul gives us to say, now set your mind each day on the spirit and not on the flesh. Because if you set your mind on the flesh, you're going to become a slave again to sin and the desires of your flesh that are hostile to God, and you're going to become God's enemy. It's one of the things that the Apostle John said, love for this world produces enmity with God. Doesn't mean loving human beings in this world. He's not referring to stewarding the environment properly or anything like that. What he's saying is that if you love the resistance in this world that is so powerfully set against God, ignoring God, being indifferent to God, pursuing the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, all that. John tells us, if that's where you are, and if you're not radically pursuing God as Jesus said, seeking God first, you are an enemy of God. That's the one thing we don't want to be. It's the one place we don't want to be in. Paul takes it up again in verse 12 here of chapter 8. If you haven't had a chance this week to hear the programs in the first 11 verses that we've looked at here, I'm going to look at more of it next week. You can go to our website at renewalministries.net. The programs are archived there, and you can listen to them at your leisure or download them and listen to them on whatever device that works for you. And I encourage you to just internalize this chapter. It'll change your mind. I've used the analogy many times on the program. Got this from Father Francis Martin years ago. He said, think about the need to renew our minds, the exhortation that Paul gives us in Scripture. And Scripture cleanses our mind. He said, think of a sponge. If you take a sponge, your mind is like a sponge. And if you throw a sponge into dirty water, what happens? It absorbs that dirty water. It's dirtied. He said, the Word of God is like taking that sponge and taking your mind and putting it under crystal clear, pure water that just runs over that sponge, and you're all out to rinse it out and purify it. That's what the Word of God is. And if you're not in the Word of God, you're going to be ignorant of Christ. The Word of God is all about Christ. It's about revealing the wisdom of God, all the riches and the wisdom of God revealed to us in Christ, and we see ourselves in Jesus. We cannot understand who we are apart from Jesus Christ. Every person who boastfully, proudly, arrogantly rejects God and defines their own identity and pounds their chests and boasts of their own freedom, no matter how liberated they may feel in the moment, they're pathetic slaves. They're lost. They have no idea who they are. And they're destined for a horrible wake-up call someday. What do I mean by that? If they die in that condition, they will be shocked, horrified, but completely unable to do anything about the condition that they themselves created for themselves. So here's Paul, verse 12. So then, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you'll live. So Paul's saying, as a consequence of all that God has done, a consequence of the place we're in as human beings, but also the work that God has done in us, the stakes are still very high. Because you still can, we still are free to say no to the grace of God, to resist it, and to say yes to the flesh. And again, if I say yes, if I yield myself without repenting to the demand, the sinful demands of my flesh, and I die in that condition, I die eternally separated from God. But on the other hand, Paul is saying, but if you subdue those desires, those unruly appetites that are within, that are always kind of pushing for your attention and seducing you, if you are living in the Spirit, that is saying yes to the work of the Spirit in you each day, looking for the help of the Holy Spirit, living the pattern of life the Holy Spirit is leading you into, which is includes daily prayer, reading of Scripture, receiving the sacraments, engaging in the mission of Christ, remembering that you're a temple of the Holy Spirit, that God dwells in you, that you're a child of God, and that you want to obey Him. If you walk in that way, that is walking in the Spirit, and when the flesh rears its head and tries to seduce you on that, get you back on those grooves that we dug in our lives, that you dug in your life that made it easy to say yes to your favorite sins, you will never stop saying yes to those. I can't stop saying yes to those without the help of the Holy Spirit. And you say, I'm a new creation in Christ. I'm no longer a slave. I don't have to submit any longer to the power of sin and death. As Paul says here, for if you live according to the flesh, you'll die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you'll live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you have received a spirit of sonship. I want to just reflect for the rest of this show on those few verses and some parallel verses that touch on it. Paul says, you did not receive a spirit of slavery. You're free now. Jesus Christ, His Spirit is alive in you. He was a slave to no one other than His absolute surrender to His Father. Sin had no hold on Him. The devil had no hold on Him. He destroyed sin's power. He was victorious completely over the work of the enemy. Hebrews chapter 2 gives us some insight into this slavery and the fear that he's talking about here. You're not a slave to fall back into fear. Verse 14 of chapter 2 of Hebrews, you see the strategy of the devil. He says, since therefore the children share in flesh and blood, he himself, that is Jesus, likewise partook of their nature, the same nature, that through death he might destroy him, destroy who? That is, destroy the devil, who has the power of death, and deliver all those who through fear of death were subject to lifelong bondage. The devil's strategy is to enslave the human race through the fear of death. Death reigns through sin, Paul tells us. Sin reigns in death. Sin produces death. Death is that reality, that disordered energy, that darkness that casts its shadow over every human mind and heart. And every day in this world, whether we're conscious of it or not, friends, we run from it. We battle against it. We hide from it. We pretend it's not there. That's why we're so compulsive and why we need uninterrupted entertainment, consumption. We need to drink and party and do whatever to just get to the point of oblivion so we don't have to deal with the little deaths in our life, the disappointments, the pain, the rejection, the sickness, sadness, the sorrow, all the battle with identity. Does my life have any meaning? Is there any purpose in life? Where's my life headed? Does anybody love me? Does anybody care about me? Is there any hope in this world? All that stuff that's in us. The world is set up to enslave us to a pattern of life that just fills our mind and heart with noise and distraction. Precisely because apart from Christ, there's no answer to the reality of death. The devil wants us to be afraid of it and to be enslaved by it in such a way that we'll constantly do things to medicate ourselves, to exalt ourselves, to distract ourselves. A slavish pursuit of all these things. Find our identity in other things other than God. In that position of fear and slavery, the slavery to the fear of death, we really are subject. We're not free. We're not free to be who we are, children of God. So it requires, Paul saying here in Romans 8, a posture of alertness, of clarity, of sobriety, of being ready to do battle. He says, put to death the deeds of the body. He's talking about mortification. It's part of Catholic spirituality, the formation of life. We have to be able to say no to all that our flesh wants, constant attention, constant comfort. We have to learn to discipline ourselves through fasting, through prayer, through almsgiving. It's really healthy to deny ourselves the pleasures of this world. And we're not saving ourselves through those deeds. We're simply surrendering and being alert to and being open to the work of the Holy Spirit in our lives. It's such an important thing. And I want to end here with Romans chapter 7, verse 12 and following. Paul says, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal bodies to make you obey their passions. Do not yield your members to sin as instruments of wickedness, but yield yourselves to God as men who've been brought from death to life, as women who've been brought from death to life, and your members to God as instruments of righteousness. For sin will have no dominion over you, since you are not under the law, but you're under grace. What is grace? The Spirit. Don't be a slave to sin. Stand up in your dignity as a son and daughter of God. Lay hold of the power of the Spirit and subdue the drives that resist the will of God in your life and walk by the Spirit and walk in freedom. God bless you. Have a great weekend.
This has been Fire on the Earth. It's heard here Monday through Friday at this time. Our host has been Peter Herbeck, Vice President of Missions at Renewal Ministries. You can contact Peter or listen again to this program on the web at renewalministries.net. Fire on the Earth is brought to you by Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Light in the Darkness. We're living in difficult, unsettling, and even dark times. We're engaged in a spiritual battle that is intensifying. I wrote this short booklet to help you understand the nature of the battle we're facing and help you lay hold of God's abundant grace for you in these challenging times. If you'd like a free copy of my new booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or contact us on the web at renewalministries.net.